This is Brent Gardner from KBIA. Recently, I had a chance to speak with Jose Gonzalez. Gonzalez is a Swedish singer-songwriter in the vein of Nick Drake and Simon and Garfunkel. I caught up with Mr. Gonzalez backstage in Orlando before he was playing a show there. He is currently on tour. Jose is going to be playing at the Blue Note in Columbia on October 7th. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm good.
So are you on the tour bus?
Yeah, so today we're in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Right now backstage, but yeah, otherwise we live on a bus.
Yes, I understand. That's got to be tough. So when did you get to the United States?
Just today still. So it's been, a pretty nice switch from the cold, like 10 degrees Celsius to this, like 30 degrees Celsius with a red moon, the blood moon.
Yeah. So were you in the United States for the eclipse blood moon?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have that all the time. You know that, right?
No, exactly. So yeah, it was a good start, and I'm getting like a extended summer with this part.
So you're touring behind your newest album, Vestiges and Claws. I've thought about the name of your album for a while. What's the meaning of Vestiges and Claws?
Yeah, I just felt like it was a good opportunity to use that word, vestiges, that I think about a lot in terms of things that are around that had a function but is still around even though it might have lost its function. I'm thinking about humanity and how we have our vestiges, but we also have our claws, our tools, our mind. And I just like the sound of it.
Most people, when I talk to them about your music, I say Jose Gonzalez, and they say, they expect you to be from South America. And
yeah.
You're from Sweden.
Yeah.
Tell us how that happened. How did your parents leave Argentina for Sweden?
Yeah, so they fled the military coup in Argentina, 76. They were in the university and involved politically, but not necessarily heavily, but still enough to be a target for the military. And so they fled through Brazil. They spent half a year there, and then the Swedish embassy helped them to go to Sweden.
So why Sweden?
They didn't choose it themselves. I mean, they were trying different embassies from day to day.
And
Amnesty International was sort of helping refugees. Sweden was one of the few that helped them. And some of their friends ended up in Germany and other places. But yeah, they ended up in Sweden, and that was where I was born.
What kind of music did your parents listen to?
So when I was young, a mixture of Argentinian folklore, like Mercedes Sosa, Macama, but also some Brazilian, Chico Buarque, Caetano Veloso. And also they had, I think, two or three albums with Silvio Rodriguez that became one of my main influences when I started writing.
I mean, your songs are in English, so have you ever recorded songs in Spanish or in Swedish?
I tried some, but it didn't feel right for some reason. So I tried to figure out why I started writing in English. I think the best answer is that me and all my other friends that were starting to play music around our teenage, we were all influenced by English music mainly.
Yeah.
We were basically just copying. And for me, I remember answering this question when I released my first album that at that time it felt like Swedish was too direct. It was language that I was speaking all the time, and so English became more like a veiled language where I could be a bit more obscure or not as direct as with Swedish.
We're speaking with Jose Gonzalez, who is coming to the Blue Note in Colombia on October 7th. So, Jose, looking back on some of the research on your musical career, I read that your first band or so was kind of a hardcore punk band, which is just about the opposite of what you're doing now musically. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. When I was about 14, 15, I was playing bass, being invited to play in a my first band was called Back Against the Wall, and we were inspired by Black Flag and Misfits, Ted Kennedy.
Ah, Henry Rollins.
Yeah. And the singer was even like into D.J. Allen and liked us much. But yeah, that was the first band. And then later we started a hardcore band, played with many years actually. During the same years as I was learning classical guitar and also writing my solo songs, which were inspired by Paul Simon, Silvio Rodriguez, and later Nick Drake.
What elements of your the punk and hardcore music that you started off as a teenager playing, what elements of that would you say that you've carried forward into your music today?
Sometimes when I've been writing lyrics, I've been feeling like they could have been lyrics for the hardcore band, having this like accusative tone. But only a couple of the lyrics, angriness.
Angriness, yes.
Yeah. What else? I think also some of the more monotonous songs remind me of the type of writing that I was doing for the hardcore band.
Okay.
Where it was all about finding riffs that work.
Yeah, a lot of your music, to me, sounds cyclical. The way you play the guitar and just... This kind of keeps going and going, and you just add to it as you go. And I could see where that would be similar to some of the early music that you're talking about.
Yeah. So that's also a connection, I guess, to the hardcore music.
Yeah. So do you still listen to that kind of music today, or are you on to other things?
Not that much, but I can still enjoy bands that are around now. So in general, I listen very seldom.
Yeah. So who are some of your favorite current artists?
Jessica Pratt is one of them. We're going on tour together in the States. I mean, sorry, in Europe.
Okay. Yeah, Jessica. She's got a new record out, correct? Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I noticed that, her self-titled album was the album that I listened to most. She's cool.
Speaking with Jose Gonzalez, who is currently in Orlando, backstage, I'm sure that your sound check is going to be kicking off pretty soon. The opener for that show is Riley Walker. Have you played with Riley Walker yet, or is that coming later?
Yeah, it's coming later. So we decided to go with three opening acts on this tour. So right now we're on tour with Lulu. A couple from Australia. They live in New York now. But really beautiful folk music.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Lulu.
Yeah. And then Riley Walker, I haven't heard live, so that's going to be really nice. He's amazing guitar playing.
Yeah. So are you touring solo, or do you have a band with you?
I have a band with me, so I'm able to do some songs on my own, and then some of the new songs where there's more percussion, more vocals than usual.
Yeah.
So we're five on stage, but having this sort of like acoustic sound.
Okay. Are they any of the members of Junip part of your touring band?
Yeah, it's overlapping quite a bit. So
yeah. So Junip was a band that you were in prior to your solo work. So would you consider yourself more of a solo artist, or are you a band member first?
Yeah, I mean, whenever we're out touring with Junip, it really feels like that's the main thing at that moment. But I guess my solo music is what people have been reacting to strongest. Solo is what I do most of the time when I'm at home playing guitar.
Right.
So for those reasons, I guess my solo music is my main thing.
Exactly. Speaking with Jose Gonzalez on the phone, I do appreciate you talking with us. One thing I read that I don't play guitar, so I'm unfamiliar with this, but I read about the fact that you tune your guitar differently for your songs, and that is what I read was that's what creates some of your sound. Can you explain to us what that's all about?
Yeah, I guess I got inspired by Nick Drake. He was tuning quite a lot from song to song, and some people refer to it as open tuning, and the idea of having some strings playing all the time without sounding nice, whatever you do on the guitar.
Yeah.
And for me, it's been mostly about tuning down the E string so it sounds a bit more bassy, and also by retuning, I don't think in terms of chords. I think more about bass and arpeggio and melody. Whenever I'm writing and I feel like I need to write differently, one way to do it is to tune in a different tuning and see what happens.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I'm there are similarities with your music and Nick Drake's music and with the guitar, and it almost makes it sound otherworldly to me because I'm not used to hearing it played that way.
Yeah. Well, for me it was partly my classical training and then these like drony finger picking styles that I was imitating and learning from.
Yeah. I also read that you don't use a pick when you're playing guitar, that you just use your fingernails. Is that part of that?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's the classical guitar that inspired me to use nails.
Yeah. So you have nothing to throw to the crowd when they're screaming your name at the end of the show.
Yeah, I try to throw my nails, but
yeah, that would be a tough one. We're speaking with Jose Gonzalez. Jose is coming to the Blue Note, calling us from the back of the stage in Orlando. We do appreciate your time.
Yeah, good to be here.
Thanks for listening to my conversation with Jose Gonzalez. He's coming to the Blue Note on October 7th. This is Brent Gardner with KBIA.